Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Buongiorno.
Music sans frontières.
Music from around Australia and around the world. Tuesdays, 12 till 2 p.m.
Noragra, Yinna, Anarapao, Yirio, Dean Mao. Wariaka, Yanabari, Nanayuru Nyamiku, Kudara Nyamiku, Kudara Maramalo, Nadana Juranjani, Yurnu, Yadla, Marti Kudara, Nalipa, Parakaya, Munna, Wayamba, Taral Bagano, Marti Kudara, Nanayu Marti, Naraba Marti, Wangari, Nalipa, Marti, Yadla.
Yana yeria namura ba yana bari tema o aria ga o yeria yena yana mala ga wari yana mala waratu yana mala wabara yana mala yaburu wari
Namala irgalila iria warat
Folks, emotional beginning to this episode of Music Science Frontiers. Welcome. I'm your host, Joe Malignaggi. Thanks very much to Gavin, Billabong Beats, with all his guests. And like I was saying to him as we did the crossover, it's extraordinary being able to speak to Phantom over there in the Bass Strait. And if you've been listening to 3CR a bit over the years, certainly in the last few days, Phantom's been on the air a little bit. And It's a very special thing, and the dedication and the commitment that Phantom has done all these years to do his bit for First Nations issues in this place, so-called Australia, is very, very significant, folks. And if you're still listening, Phantom, I thank you as well for the many hours that you've educated me and also given me support to do as much as I can myself. So there you go, folks. But anyway, 2 hours, Music Science Frontiers. Therese Virtue will be coming in around about 12:30 today to help us out and get you excited, because, yes, it is. It is Radiothon week here at 3CR. All the programs, well, the daytime programs and some of the nighttime programs get together and do their best for keeping Community Powered Radio. That's 3CR, folks. And it's a big challenge. It's a big year. It was a really difficult year last year, of course, as everybody's spoken about. But we're going to make the most of it this year, folks. And we're reveling in the fact that we can come into the studio live, albeit without guests. But it's better than what it could have been even a couple of weeks ago, folks. So there you go. But stay tuned for the next 2 hours. There'll be some tunes, there'll be a bit of talking and a bit of storytelling and bits like that. We will have a couple of guests. Sarita McHarg will be coming in talking about the Sounds of Yarra fundraising concert. And Goldfinch, Nigata Libota, will be coming in talking about their debut record. So if you're curious, check out that one later on in the program. But I began today, apart from coming from Bunburan country, on the bike a little bit, bike and train. Yes, I dared it up the hill, folks. And now I'm in Shed country here, Kulin Nation, Wairarang language group. And we began with a track called Yidia, I think that's how you say it, from Warianga Waragulnya. And that comes from the West Australian Music Sounds of the Midwest compilation. It's fairly new, or maybe a couple of months old. And yes, that's a song in language to go with this particular program. And then we had a band from Finland, Gajanas, and I think that I've said that incorrectly and I should know by now how to say it. That's from their fantastic record they put out this year, 2021 also. Translates as Hidden, and the tune translates as Snowblow. And some people might be hoping that we'll have a bit of that in the coming months, but we certainly had that last weekend, folks. But I play Gujanots because they have won the International Indigenous Artist Groups Recording of the Year Award in so-called Canada, and it's the Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards. So that's a great gong for them, folks. Yeah. And also, we'll keep it within the First Nation vein, and you may have heard, if you've been listening also to 3CR a little bit or reading up, that there was a terrible discovery in Canada of a mass grave, 200-odd children who didn't make it home to see their families from their version of concentration camps that they had over there, you know, missions like we had here. And it's a terrible story, terrible story. And unfortunately, there's probably too many more of them that we don't even know about yet. But I thought I'd play some apt music today. Robbie Robertson and Red Road Ensemble did the music for a documentary, The Native Americans, way back. I think this is way back in 1994. And it's also because there's the other week I played... there's a big pipeline, anti-pipeline, barricade action from First Nations people stopping this massive pipeline going through sacred country. And one of the acts on that feature in this particular tune, but this is well known. You would have heard it lots of times. It's a very special tune. It's called Mach Jich Yi, maybe. Heartbeat drum song. It's Robbie Robertson and the Red Road Ensemble from the Music for Native Americans, folks.
Machita moi ambidi, machita moi kans pewaebi, machita moi ambidi. Machita mui kans biwa ebi ma biwa hoka yi ma ka honta ni ka itai iwe me initai nanka ya tiamu ewa jite Machita mui apigiri Machita mui kans biwa ebi Machita mui apigiri Machita mui kans biwa ebi
ninga ishechike nyepe onche. Ninga ishechike nyepe onche.
This is the same water that was here when dinosaurs were here. There is no new water. This is the only water we will ever know. This is the same water that my great ancestors drank from and harvested our wild rice upon. Because without water, there is no life. You cannot drink oil.
On this land in which we belong, from the Canadian tar sand, 1 million barrels of oil in the day to come through these sacred lands. On this land to which we belong, with oil thicker than crude.
This moment is that moment where we face that oil. This is the moment where we face line three and say, no, you will not take our water.
On this land in which we belong, with pipelines that corrode, when they break, it'll be too late, it'll kill this river road.
Story fed by generations. You carry songs of grief, triumph, thankfulness, and joy. Feel their power as they ascend within you. As you walk, run swiftly, even flying to infinite possibility. Let go that which burdens you. Let go any acts of unkindness or brutality. Let go that which has burdened your family, your community, your nation, or disturbed your soul. Let go one breath into another. Pray thankfulness for this earth we are, for this becoming we are, for this sunlight touching skin we are, for the cooling waters we are. Listen now as earth sheds her skin. Listen as the generations move one against the other to make power. We are bringing in a new story. We will be accompanied by ancient and new songs, and we'll celebrate together.
Nepe, gizake iku, gimi gwechewe nemigu, gijewe nemigu. Nepe, gizake iku, gimi gwechewe nemigu, gijewe nemigu.
And there you go. There is the message, folks. That's another message apart from the fact that it's time to give money to 3CR as well. But that's the tune I was talking to you about. No more pipeline blues on this land where we belong. So that's featuring Wabani Kuwe, Winona LaDuke, Gee, it'd be great to get her on the line talking to either Robbie or Viv or Mariki, perhaps. You got the Day Sisters, Mumu Fresh, Puta Fair, Sonny Moreno, Jennifer Kreisberg, Indigo Girls, Bonnie Raitt, and who else? And Joy Hario, I think that's the name. So that's a big struggle up there as well, folks. We are linked across this planet to minimize and ultimately eradicate tyranny. Yes, indeed. And enjoy the stories of generations and generations, and bring back the health of the land, folks. But I must thank some people that have already made the pledge to keep community-powered radio here at 3CR, folks. Thanks very much for David Bridie for your generous donation. Teresa Grimer, Roger King, as always, a massive supporter of Music Science Frontiers. Thank you so much. Carolyn Logan, thank you so much also for your generous donation. And Carolyn's one of those people that feeds me music regularly indeed, hard working within the music industry, folks. And that's the relationship we have with people within the industry, letting us know what's going down, folks. And a person who makes it all possible for me to actually do this program and volunteer at 3CR is my partner, Alexandra Vulgaris. And thanks very much for your ongoing generous donations always and your support. Thank you so much. So we're doing all right, folks. We're doing all right. There's a bit of action here already. So thank you very much to those people. And I'll read out some more after the next couple of tunes, and before I get Sarita on the line, I'm going to continue the story with Twin Flames, another group from so-called Canada, and they have also won an award at the same awards, the Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards. I think they've won Recording Song of the Year and Pop Rock Alternative Album of the Year as well, and I think also a Cover of the Year. So this is their tune called Battlefields, and there is another story associated with this one, folks. Here's Twin Flames from so-called Canada, folks.
Which reflection is true?
Thoughts are racing and intertwined.
We've
all got battlefields in our minds. Things we run from and leave behind. We've all.
Listening to Radical Radio 3CR.
The great spirit of the universe gathers unformed thoughts and unfolds them into their proper channels. Beginning, timeless time, forever, only ongoing growth, seeing more, feeling more, becoming more of what it is and what it was. Reality is, reality was, never changing, always remaining the same. Completeness, the ultimate, the only changes take place within the unfoldment. Than understanding, growth, continuous. We are because it is. I am because it is. Just simply one, one heart by any description, one life everywhere, and it is our life now. Recognize it and accept freely the peace, the harmony, the love and joy, for it just is. Take it as it comes. The life idea radiates this light. The bright star shines within. Open your eyes. Let it be effortless for you and for me.
Pledge your support now. Just text the word donate to 0488 930 855. That's 0488 930 855.
Yes, indeed, folks. So there, you can even do it that way. It's the Radiothon edition of this episode of Music Science Frontiers. I'm your host, Joe Malinaji, and I'm expecting Therese to drop in any moment now, just before we have a yarn to Sarita McHarg. But I'll just let you know those two tunes. We continue with the story of First Nations artists in so-called North America. We just had Julian Taylor. Here's an artist that I was told about last year at some point in time. And after my jab that I had last Monday, I was feeling a little bit lethargic and a bit cold, and I was sitting in front of the heater and dozing off to this record by Julian Taylor called The Ridge. That's the final track on the record called Ola Let's Dance. He's doing lots of work within the First Nations community. He's mixed heritage himself. It's been a really, and he was handed over to me via another one of the publicity artists doing lots of work within the music industry here in this country, folks. So Julian Taylor, keep an eye and ear out for him. The playlist of this episode will be on the Music Sans Frontières Facebook page as usual later on today or tomorrow at the worst, or tonight. See how we go, folks. And we started off that little bracket with Twin Flames, also from Cycle Canada. That was from the first single from their record Omen, and that came out in 2020, and the tune Battlefields, and that they're an award winner as well, and that was another group that was passed on to me sometime last year. So it's pretty good to see these artists getting recognition as well, folks. Okay, to get you in the mood, there is a few new releases that I might try and squeeze in today, but we'll see how we go. But I'll get you in the mood with a little bit of fusion music from Sarita McHarg. That's a studio session from a little while ago, folks. And we'll have Sarita on the line ASAP. Okay, see where we go. Yeah. Fade that down for a second. Listening to Sarita McHarg there. A little bit of a fusion piece. She may mention something to us in the coming moments. But I'd like also to thank Antonio Baldo for your generous donation and subscription to Music Sans Frontières and to 3CR. Great friend. Listened to me many times, and we've exchanged many stories. And we have heritage from the same town in Sicily, folks. So it goes deep, deep, folks, deep. Thanks, Antonio. Thanks for listening and for your support. And on the line, I have at the moment, waiting patiently, Sarita McHarg, who we've had on the program before, but she's a very significant artist within the Melbourne community, but is involved at the moment with an extraordinary project. I know it's 3CR's Radiothon this week, but this is also very significant, and she's partnered with the Boat many times before, but this is specifically a concert for India, Sounds of Yarra. But I'll let Sarita probably explain it better than I can, but welcome to 3CR Music Science Frontiers Radiothon Edition, Sarita. Ooh, have we got you there? Have we got you there, Sarita? Hang on a second. Let's have a look. Did I press that button? Sarita, you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
I just gave you a big introduction, so I'm not sure you heard it, but there you go. So we've had you on the line before, but also I've seen you perform, and you've done many collaborations with artists over the years. So it's pretty exciting having a musician and human being like yourself in this town, giving us so many perspectives of music making. So thank you for that.
Thank you. I just appreciate everyone's support actually in Melbourne as well. And I'm so honored that I can call Melbourne my home now, you know.
Sure, exactly.
Even though coming from India and lived in India for a long time, and now I'm here in Melbourne and with music, what I can bring into people, and especially now in this difficult time.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
We are just blessed. Years, we just see how much we've gone through as a musician, as a human being as well, you know.
Indeed. So, and being in the diaspora, I'm part of the diaspora, although I was born here. And it is extra painful for you, and it's pretty much led to the fact that obviously with the pandemic, you can't travel. We can't travel freely, and you can't visit family and friends and other musicians in India. And you've made this extraordinary effort to do this concert for India, subtitling it Sounds of Yarra. And it's going to be held this Saturday, 19th of June, and it's been very challenging, of course, not only because of the amount of people you've got together with it, but also whether it was going to be able to happen. But as the Boat's done all the way through 2020 and continues to do, is that been putting things online. And so we had to be well prepared for our current climate. And it's going to be online streaming, but by the same token, there's a lot of artists involved. So maybe you could let the listener a brief background about why this concert is happening, if you don't mind.
Look, one of the reasons is I want to tell listeners that the Sounds of Yarra, it's a celebration of life through music and dance, you know. And I just say, as you already mentioned, that I have not been to India for 3 years, and it's going to be 2.5 years. And my father is also, like, I'm coming from a musical family, and, like, my father is a musician. Everything I learned, music from him. And his birthday is celebration as well this month. And he's turning 87, and being a daughter, how what I can give to my own hometown, you know, which is my father, he's given to so many people through music, you know, and raise the awareness of all the artists in Ujjain, especially my hometown. And look, last year, even I saw so many things, the situation happened. And this year, if you followed in India, how pandemic hit, you know, and especially my hometown, Ujjain. So this is the, I thought, okay, we all going through our own situation, pain, and I'm sitting here and I'm watching like live everything what's happening in Ujjain, my hometown. And I lost a lot of my teachers and friends and family members and musicians, you know, a lot of them. So I just thought that, hey, this is okay, I can cry and I can sit here, but I've got music, you know, and I've got something to offer, something to give people back there. So I decided this is a fundraising, you know, for artistic community in Ujjain, U-J-J-A-I-N, and people can look it up. Ujjain is one of the beautiful ancient city of Madhya Pradesh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was born, you know, and I want to give something back to this community where, hey, we are here for, you know, we understand. Because if you look at other countries, I think we are much better here.
Sure.
We haven't gone through a real reality like I've seen in videos. And I'm coming from experience, my own family, my own musician fellow friends, a wife and friends that passed away through this pandemic. And what a, like, not a good feeling, you know, when you're overseas and looking at your parents as well, that I don't know, I'll be able to see them again. Who knows? So I just thought, look, let's. And also one thing I don't like, I mean, I'm talking from people celebrate their life, you know. Once the people die in India, they do a lot of things, you know, like put up ceremony and they do things and waste a lot of heaps of money is given to this and that. But I like that idea that why don't we celebrate life while the person is alive? And so this is a gift as well to community in India where everyone while is alive, the artist and Ujjain, my father, that is a tribute concert as well. And the fundraising will be going to my hometown in Ujjain, the artist community. Yeah, so that's the thing. And I just, I thought if I feel sad and cry about it, no, I want to turn this into something positive, bring people at home as well. And then I spoke to Boat and, yep, they are very good, you know, supportive, and they just come on board. And partly we sold out whatever the capacity was according to the new rule. So we will have a live audience as well. So that live audience ticket is sold out. But now we are selling all the tickets online, which is the 19th of June. 8 o'clock concert will start, and the people can go buy the ticket through Boat, which is www.boite.com.au, and concert Sons of Yara, concert for India. So I'm really honored, and everyone musician who come on board. Yes, it made it so difficult. I mean, because 15 musicians coming together, and we're not just, okay, we're bringing Indian music, we're bringing Celtic music, we're bringing Irish tune, we're bringing Arabic, Turkish, whole our own composition, Spanish, and combined with Indian tunes. And so it's a lot of hard work, put it, but it, you know, in Melbourne sitting here, thank God that the restrictions are a little bit eased. So it's hard, but it's still I'm hoping that people who can still buy a ticket and, you know, support in this difficult time. Not just India, it's everywhere, because in the artist community, we are also need this awareness, you know, artists need to play art, artists need to show expression through music and pain and suffering and bring the joy to the people at home, you know. And I'm connecting with my roots as well, coming from my hometown.
Yeah. Well, you know, basically you've told the listener the most important things about this whole event. And I think you said that I was going to count, there's 15 artists involved from all across the globe. And that's what I mentioned about being part of the diaspora, is that so many people have made their home here in this part of the world from very different cultures. And, you know, we've had to adapt and learn about the story of this land, let alone maintain our own identity amongst that. And that's been my personal journey, is that being comfortable with who I am because of the rubbish that I went through as a second generation migrant here, or the child of migrants, that you know, being ashamed of yourself doesn't really give you much scope about understanding anything else. And so for me personally, being comfortable with myself has made me embrace what this land is all about. But it's not going to detract from the fact that your own identity is very important. And this is what you do, is what you're doing. I mean, of course, you call this place home, but you certainly won't be able to let go of where you're from. And, you know, having a different language, I'm sure you know, Sarita, makes you have very distinctive perspectives and empathy to what's going down around the whole planet, especially now with this pandemic.
So, definitely. I mean, we feel it. Everyone is feeling it. And we're all going deep down in our soul and are trying to understand, hey, you know, we are human in the end, you know. We aren't just human, so we're just connecting. And this is the time. Now is the time to reconnect with everyone and leave everything behind, you know, whatever it's like hate or hatred or, you know, politics or anything. We're just making awareness and come together as a community and what we need, you know. Because I feel like, okay, I'm connecting with my roots in India. I've been through, you know, I'm just here in Melbourne, but my God, I'm 44 and since I understand my childhood, I've seen so much, you know, and it took me 44 years now to realize and understand. I'm still growing and I'm still learning. And now we're giving. That's what we do, you know, we give. And when you give, you will receive more. So, but how you give, that's also you have to remember that. You know?
Correct. And that's been certainly my journey, learning, maintaining the language where my parents come from. And I'm always learning. I've made plenty of mistakes, but it's made me appreciate so many other things, and I think I understand lots of other languages because of that. I'm just reminding everybody, listen to Music Science Frontiers. It's the Radiothon edition. So I know you might be attentive and listening to this very special story with Sarita McHarg on the line, but don't forget to ring up on 94198377 if you want to literally donate straight away. It doesn't have to be for Music Science Frontiers, but I'll be eternally grateful for you. And also Therese, and Therese has joined me right now. So she's been listening to a little bit of the conversation we've been having. And of course, you know Therese from the Boat World Music Cafe. So welcome, Therese.
Thank you, Joe. Hello, Sarita.
Hello, Therese. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Very good. And I would really like to acknowledge and thank you for your all the support for so many years, you know, with musicians especially, and for me as well, trust in me. They said, yes, we are all part of this, you know, together and come out of that.
Thank you, Sarita. Thank you very much indeed. I'm interested in what you've been saying, and I haven't reception in Smith Street as I was on my way here of 3CR with a tram beside me was appalling, and so I couldn't hear. Did you talk about your father and your folk music collection connection? Because I find that very interesting in the light of which Indian music is mostly accessible to us here in Australia.
That's interesting.
Well, a lot of people, viewers probably don't know that I've come from a musical family, but my father's been singing folk music from Malwa, Madhya Pradesh, central north, and part of the Rajasthan as well. And my ancestor also comes from Rajasthan. If you're looking at the like academic way, the 400 years old songs, you know, could be 1,000 years. But so far, I know these are the 400 year old song, and I'm trying to bring back again. And making awareness that this music still exists, and these are our roots. You know, we don't need to forget that. And my father has influenced me from that. You know, all of that, and I'm still learning and sharing it, you know, and I've published a few, if they want to know about more about the folk music of Malwa, I published a book, it's called Traditional Folk Songs of Malwa, Pandit Hira Singh Bolia, and you will search it online as well. That book is there on Forky.com or on my Google as well. You can search for it on my couch.
Fascinating. That's fascinating. Yeah, we must have a longer conversation sometime, maybe in another place. I'd love to find
out. And I collected
more.
Like all of the recording. One good thing is that I'm so honored that last 3 years ago, Teresa was there in India. And I it's good that I've recorded all of his songs and my mom's songs and sisters and my brother and myself singing and my father. It's about 300 songs I collected.
Oh, my Lord.
And it needs to be come out, like, needs to be shown to people. And imagine if I didn't have time. And I'm in the situation I can't go to India right now.
Yeah, it's
and
so
I
good.
Been,
yeah.
I feel so honored and I feel good that I've done something for him. And if, thank God if we live longer, you know, still we keep going and still keep doing. And that's what is good about Fuad, that support me to celebrate his life while he's still alive, you know. Because people celebrate music and everything after a person is passed away. And then put the garland in India and invite people. No, I want to celebrate while he's alive and he's watching.
Absolutely.
From India.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, congratulations. That's fantastic work, that collection work, and it's so good that you did record those songs. And congratulations on mounting this concert too. This is the second, isn't it, of these?
Yeah, this is the second. But last year was exactly, could you believe, like last year as well, exactly the same.
Yes.
Joe, it's like last year we had 2 weeks. Okay, no, this, you only able to have a 5 or 6, and I had 12 musicians that time. And just the 2 weeks restriction was open. Okay, now you can have 20 people.
That's right.
So EL and Daniel, Therese, everyone jump on board. And we did this at Kindred Studios last time.
Yeah.
Ah, great.
Was Kindred Studios refurbished the way it is now already yet or not?
I think they changed it when I was the last time.
Yeah, so it's very nice space now. And there was going to be a festival on over the next last weekend, and that's been rescheduled to August, the West Set Festival. So, but Kindred Studios is a very nice space now for sure. So,
well, I was hoping that if the restriction was much better, like open up, then the audience, like what capacity we were thinking to bring. 200. The venue is such a beautiful, you know, 75 Street Bistro and all that. But I'm going to thank everyone who bought the ticket, you know, so we can be able to sit into those audience and perform in front of audience. That will make a lot of difference to us as well.
Yes.
Hey, Sarita, I've got, when you're talking about folk songs from your town, Malwa. I've got a particular folk song there that you supplied to me ages. I'm going to start playing it.
Okay.
And maybe you can describe what this one's about if you remember it. Does this sound familiar so far?
Yeah.
It's called Maro.
Maro Atargo. Oh, that's a beautiful song.
Yeah. So, what's this one about?
Okay, it's so interesting that, this, you know, in Malwa folk culture, when women get pregnant, and this is called Agarni, song called Agarni, and Agarni...
That's you singing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll just fade it down so I can describe what it's about.
Yeah. Calling her lover that I'm pregnant of your child and I'm feeling like I want to eat some. You know, at night, every woman feels. I don't know if you can be able to hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
And Maro Atar ko bhejo dandiye, because she's so sober and feeling so happy about, you know, women get pregnant on first 3 months, she glows and she feels. She wants to eat sweet, she wants to eat sour, she wants to feel like lemon, she wants to eat chili. And so this is the 9 months of song.
Okay. Therese maybe can relate to that.
Because every woman, I don't know, Therese, you know that the woman gets pregnant.
I do know.
And, some woman vomit in first month and says, oh, can you go and get some sweet? I feel like that. The husband will run. Because he also so happy that they're having a baby, you know. And
yeah.
So.
I can only relate on the other side of it.
Well, it's a song of expectation then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks very much, Sarita. I'm just going to, after this is finished, I'm going to play the... so-called original song that we were supplied that you have made with one of the artists that's going to be performing at the Sounds of Yarra performance.
Yeah.
And that's Bonnie Smith. So maybe you can give us a little bit of a background to that particular tune before we sign off and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was done during lockdown last year.
Uh-huh.
So interesting.
Where were you?
At home, and everything we recorded at home. And I'm lucky that I was sharing a house with musician Corey Ramio, who's playing mandolin.
Mm-hmm.
And he have a studio in his room, and that's where all recorded. Bonnie recorded her voice in her home. I've recorded myself, tabla, and Roscoe, I'm sharing a house, so he played the drum in that. And Amla, she recorded herself in her own home. And Corey Ramio, he's put all the production together with this beautiful song. And we went to the Darabin Creek and we video as well ourselves to put it on a Facebook, you know.
Excellent.
1.5 meter.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah. yes, that's it's going to be. It's indelibly stamped on our memories of this particular experience. And but we've all learned heaps. We've all learned heaps. Anybody in the creative arts has learned a lot if they wanted to continue with their creative art making, and also people working within the industry. So. You take it for granted now, some of it, but the whole streaming thing, like I've been saying many times, is going to stay with us because it's made music accessible. And we got to remember that so many people have been able to go see live music before the pandemic. And so this has at least made them experience something. And it's an alternative, and it's very, very valuable now. It's just another tool, part of the story now, Sarita.
And also, like, people who will be watching live stream, they won't be disappointed because I know Boat is doing a wonderful work, you know, with live streaming.
Yes.
And EL is behind, and sound engineer, we got this Daniel Harmonic. Well, so I have fully trusted, and that's what I love about it. And I don't have to worry about it. They will take care of everything.
Yeah, excellent.
Just bring the music together and...
Yeah.
So people, please buy the ticket because this we really need everyone's support.
Sure. And, a little bit, 50-50. Some of it can go to 3CR, some of it can go to this particular concert. And it's giving you – you get back. It's amazing. You can give. That's what you talked about before. It's about how you give. You give, you get back. And in all aspects with what 3CR does here, let alone what you as a musician and all these other musicians that I'm sure have donated their time and hours of rehearsal and everything. And
Joe, I would have not come together with my help of my older musician, and I thanks everyone behind the scene and front of and Glenn, my stage manager, who's behind that as well.
Cool. Excellent.
Everyone.
Absolutely. And when Daniel's not doing engineering, he's playing guitar and with lots of other artists around town. So there you go. Hey, Sarita, thanks very much for making yourself available. And it's a huge concert and it's like a little global festival. So I really hope all the best for you and that... you know, in the next maybe couple of years, you'll be able to get back to India. And it is obviously a very painful time at the moment.
It will become a global festival, you watch, because this concert will happen every... Because my father's birthday comes every year. And
that's it.
This is their life. That's what I want to give back
absolutely.
To people.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, just before I play the tune, has it got a name? Is it just the jam, this tune you put together with Bonnie? Did you call it something?
No, it's called... No, Purificar. We call
it Purificar. Okay. Good. Thank you. And what does
in
that
Spanish,
translate?
In Spanish, Purificar, but in Hindi, I connected with it like clean your soul and let's live together up. And when I'm singing the Indian composition my own, it is like I'm letting go of all this back pain and everything. Mm-hmm. We are all here together to raise this awareness of the journey and calling upon this cloud and sobering the rain is coming down, you know, and washing away all our pain and lifting us.
Yes, maybe some people in eastern Victoria might not be feeling that way, but it's but
I'm talking about different ways.
Exactly,
you know, like...
As we say, as we've been told here, water is life. You know, water is life. So regardless, these floods have always been with us, and it's just about where we choose to live and where people allow you to live. And that's the craziness of it all. But anyway, before I play the tune, I'm going to thank a couple of people that have donated generously. Michele Vecchio, thanks very much, MV, most appreciated. He's another one part of the diaspora. And Jeannie Marsh, great supporter. And,
good on you, Jeannie.
Amazing choir conductor these days as well. So fantastic. Thanks very much, Jeannie. So here's a tune that we just talked about with Sarita McHarg and Bonnie Smith. So once again, thanks from us, Sarita, and all the best for Saturday. Okay.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you all the listener. Please support and go. $15 only ticket, you know, like three coffees. Come on.
Good stuff. Exactly. All the best.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you.
That's Sarita McHarg and Bonnie Smith, folks, with their tune that they made in lockdown last year, 2020. 9419 8377. Ring up, folks, to pledge a donation for this year's 2021 3CR Radiothon. Community powered radio, folks. And if also, if you want to do a text, send us a message. I mean, you can also donate and pledge via text, folks. The text number is 0488 809 855. I repeat, 0488 809 855. And continue with the theme. This is an artist, Monica Kaur, and the tune Surasul Panchayalya, but I think I've got totally that wrong. Originally from Melbourne, and I think now lives in Dubai, actually. Yeah, so this is a record that just came out, so check it out, folks.
Did you know that you can pledge your support to 3CR Radiothon now and pay up later? Call the station during business hours on 9419 8377 and tell us what you'd like to donate, and then pay your donation later.
That's it, folks. We're continuing the theme today. This is a tune called Guru. I think it translates as Jupiter, by the artist Yatra. It comes from compilation Music Masala, a spicy blend of music and life, Volume 3, up there from Meanjin, Brisbane. Came out earlier this year, 2021. Remember, folks, 94198377. If you want to donate, or you can, or pledge something, or even just say hello. And also you can text, folks. You can text 0488 809 855. Go to the 3CR website, 3cr.org.au, and find out if you're one of these people that got a smartphone. And Therese's got something for you.
Well, I thought I might just tell a funny story to the listeners, Joe, because here in 3CR, for our own safety, we're all surrounded by transparent screens, and you were just going to pass me this recording so that I could see it, and we both tried to put it through the plastic screen.
We both got foggy glasses, and look what happened. That's pretty good. funny
but
indeed.
It's to support community radio and community music that we're asking you to support. And as Joe says, 94198377 or 3cr.org.au. And all support that you can offer us is very, very welcome. Let me tell you some of the things that I can see plastered around the 3CR studio. $200 allows us to podcast your favourite show, so you can listen back anytime. $35 will pay for a new turntable stylus, so you can keep hearing your favourite tunes played by those highly specific experts at 3CR who still play records. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
$50 will pay for a month's supply of coffee to keep our graveyard shift volunteers going, so keep them in mind. And no donation is too small. And for 3CR, whatever you can afford is really welcome. So do keep us in mind and do contribute to keeping 3CR live and on air and fighting the good fight. Now, you can SMS your pledge, and that would be to 0488 809 855. I'll do that again and I'll be consistent. 0488 809 855. If you'd like to SMS to pledge some money for the 3CR Radiothon, which is happening right now. And here on Music Sans Frontières, it's me, Therese Virtue, and Joe Malignaggi on the other side of a plastic screen.
Yes.
Who are encouraging you to support the station. So please join us in keeping 3CR going, keeping live music on air.
Absolutely. Thanks, Therese. And while you're here, I know you've got to disappear because you've got very important work to do, because the Boite is does extraordinary stuff in Melbourne Town, folks, but you wouldn't believe what they have to do to bring this music to you in whatever format they can possibly can. There you go. But around about 2014, my friend Jane Brownrigg said, I think you should volunteer at 3CR. Just go on reception, you know. You can't get any work anymore. Just volunteer at 3CR and do reception and see how you go. And I wanted, obviously, to be a music programmer as well, because I was doing something at Swinburne Student Radio as well. But I wanted to play music from around the world as well. And there happened to be this particular show called Music Science Frontiers. And Therese is very welcoming. I piggybacked on the show. There was already three on their team. I made it four, and then we became three, and then we become two. But that just goes to show you what sort of team you need to continue doing work on community radio, community-powered, folks. And it's been an incredible ride since 2014 for me, and I really thank Therese for giving me the freedom to do pretty much whatever I like.
As much Sicilian music as you like on a world music program,
and,
Joe.
Correct. And I haven't even played anything from Sicily yet, but never fear. Never fear, because I'm getting close. I'm getting close before we have Negati Libota from Goldfinch on the line. This is a tune from an Italian electronic composer called Aldo Brizzi, and an Indian musician. And a brand new record called Holos coming out 2021. This is called Summa Iru. I can't remember what the translation for that is, but we continue with the fusion with Indian classical music, folks. But this music comes also through via the music coordinator at 3CR, and so that enables me to have a bit of depth into what I play and stuff that I wouldn't necessarily get my hands on. So it's always very exciting. So there you go. Here's one for you, Therese. I'll play an artist from Sicily too, who is pretty much an alternative music artist, but the opening track of his record sounds pretty exciting. And then there's also Davide Campisi, who put out a record called Yoka, which is like to play, earlier this year, 2021, and it was used for an animation and it won an award. So there you go.
Here to stay.
So this is the artist I was telling you about from Sicily. It's called Nazarin. Brand new record's called 1981. It's out on the Vice Versa label. My mates over there in Catania, Sicily, doing fantastic work within the alternative music scene there, in Italy. This is the opening tune called Bronte, and it is named after Bronte, which is the town in Sicily where all those amazing nuts come from that we all like to eat. Pistachio nuts, yes. This is the opening tune. The rest of the record is quite alternative. I might play a something on Music Matters on Friday, perhaps, for you folks. You never know. there you go, kicks up a little bit, folks. 9419833 to ring up, say hello, pledge a donation to 3CR. Music Sans Frontières would be great if you did that. And Teresa's got to run away now. Do very important work for the Bois and for the music scene here in Melbourne Town. Thanks for coming in, Therese.
Thanks, Joe. It's been fun and it's been interesting. Yes. And nice to briefly catch up with Sarita too.
Yeah.
I hope her gig goes well on the 19th, which is this coming Saturday, I think.
Yeah.
And I hope, people, that you do manage to reach into your pocket and make a donation to Music Sans Frontières here on 3CR for this year's Radiothon. So important that we have the opportunity to keep playing all this fabulous music. So thanks for having me in, Joe.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Come on. I mean, it's what I said before. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. I'm just going to mention thanks very much for people that have subscribed to Music Sans Frontières, Rosa Votto and Chris Watson.
Oh, good on you, Chris. Thank you.
There you go. Cleo McMillan.
Oh, Cleo, you know. You darling.
Yeah, maybe someone, Leah Healy. Is that who that is? Yes. I can hear a baby crying. It must be lunchtime. That's why she's not here in the background. Thanks, Leah. You're missed, and you never know. You'll get a chance to come back. And,
I'm sure we'll have you back on air soon.
I'm expecting some wonderful tunes now that you know, got a family there.
A trio.
Absolutely. There's going to be some wonderful guest appearances, I reckon. Okay, this is another. I'm just going to start this off, this tune. It's Davide Ambrogio. Thanks very much to Roger at the Global Village over there at PBS for letting me know about this particular project. Absolutely amazing stuff from Calabria. And look, I'll just get him yelling out there. This is for Sant'Andrea, but it's a very interesting project, which time does not permit me to talk about right now, but some interesting stuff, anti-mafia stuff as well, talking to the saints, redemption, all sorts of stuff. Very exciting.
And I'll see you all next week.
Thanks for coming in, Therese.
Thanks, Jill.
Le perle save sudoro veno o terra mia gridivi che mai perduta. Grazie di Dio, sogno venuta. Bacio la terra e saluta contrata. Sta sempre in dale fegge me
Hi, we are
Oi Deep Noi
from Catania, Sicily, and you are listening to Music Sans Frontières on 3CR 855 AM.
Nel giardino del mio vicino c'è un gattino di nome Etica pele, etica pele, pem, etica pelato, peluto, pelem, pem, puto, stinco, pelinco, pelem, pem, pem, pelem, pem, 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 pem. Nel giardino del mio vicino c'è un gattino di nome Etica pele, etica pele, pem, etica pelato, peluto, pelem, pem, puto, stinco, pelinco, pelem, pem, pem, pelem, pem, 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 pem. Nel giardino del mio vicino c'è un gattino di nome Etica pele, etica pele, pem, etica pelato, peluto, pelem, pem, puto, stinco, pelinco, pelem, pem, pem, pelem, pem, 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 pem. Etica pele, etica pele, pem, etica pelato, peluto, pelem, pem, puto, stinco, pelinco, pelem, pem, pem, pelem, pem, 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 pem. Etiche pele, etiche, etiche pele, etiche, 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 etiche pele, etiche, etiche pele, etiche, 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 etiche pele, etiche, etiche pele, etiche, 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 etiche pele, etiche, etiche pele, etiche, etiche, etiche. Etiche pele, etiche, etiche pele, etiche, 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 etiche pele, etiche, etiche pele, etiche, 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 etiche pele, etiche, etiche pele, etiche, 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 etiche pele, etiche, etiche pele, etiche, etiche, etiche.
So you, there you go, folks. That is that little tune from Davide Campisi from the middle of Sicily from his record of 2021. It's available on Bandcamp called Yocha. I like to play. And it's the tune Etica Peletica. And I think that might be one of his children with him there indeed. And there's an animation for that and it won an award. So fantastic stuff, folks. Like I said, I was going to go to Sicily. Otherwise, I'd be feeling shame job. But there you go. 94198377. If you want to ring up and donate and pledge and everything. And thanks very much to Roger. And you have been an incredible partner in music for me over the years. And I got to know you because of your passion for liking Italian music as well. And I really appreciate your generous donation, Roger, and support to community radio, because people don't realize Roger started off his radio career really early on, almost the foundations of 3CR way back in 1976. So that's where it all began, and he's had an extraordinary career over there at PBS, just down the road in Collingwood, folks. So Roger and Pat, Roger plays the music, Pat makes the food. Ooh, that might be an in-joke, but anyway, there you go. But thanks very much, Roger. And that's it, folks. You can also text 0488 809 855 if you want to pledge via text. And here's an artist, before I get on to having a yarn to Negati from Goldfinch. This is Davide De Rossellini, who I met a few years ago when in Sicily. He put together this amazing street festival right near my parents' hometown in southeast Sicily. And it's called, oh my gosh, I've just gone blank. It's an amazing street festival. It was in a camping ground near my parents' town. And it was just been extraordinary. I mean, it does help if you know the language and you know Sicilian and all the different dialects and languages within Italy. But nevertheless, visually, they are extraordinary, his crew. He's put out a new little record, still trying to work amongst the lockdown there, the severe lockdown they've had in Italy. Hopefully, they can have a bit of a summer this time, and it'll be much better than what happened after last summer. So, but this is Davide De Rossellini. You'll have to know Italian a little bit for this. He's a great storyteller, great performer. This is the La Canzone Più Bella, the most beautiful song. And this is fresh. He just gave it to me the other day, folks. 94198377, folks.
Bella la scrissi anni fa, quando ero fissato con la mia battaglia contro la plastica. quando facevo sempre la spesa con buste in cotone e tutti mi guardavano come fossi un coglione. Quando litigavo per le cicche in spiaggia con i fumatori e mi rispondevano con leggerezza hai rotto i coglioni. E nel mio cuore non rimaneva speranza alcuna e tu in spiaggia eri un angelo circondata da spazzatura ed altre cose, su cose, su cose, su cose come le labbra che non hai baciato mai, 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 mai. La canzone più bella la scrissi anni fa, quando avevo perso tutta la fiducia nell'umanità. Quando chiedevo vendete birra con il vuoto a rendere e mi rispondevano qui non abbiamo tempo da perdere. Quando raccoglievo siringhe per strada e nei vicoletti e poi coi carabinieri dopo in caserma per accertamenti. E il mondo era un mostro che non riusciva proprio a capirmi e tu in spiaggia eri un angelo pronta a stupirmi con tante cose, su cose, su cose, su cose come le labbra che non hai baciato mai. Scrissi anni fa, quando respiravamo nonostante tutto senza una maschera, quando l'unica cosa che mi toglieva il respiro era il tuo viso in spiaggia, quando era vicino. Adesso che ci rimane un mare di fango, in questa spiaggia di merda e di ferro io ci tengo. Anche perché non so ancora quanto ossigeno abbiamo, quindi voglio dirtelo che...
Or visit 3cr.org.au.
Here's a tale for you.
Almost lullaby there. We're listening to now is a tune by Goldfinch from Sydney, and it's a tune called Opus. They've got a brand new record out. It's called Eponymous debut album from Sydney. They're classified as an alternative pop band, but they do music from all around the place. Bit of jazz, bit of French, global stuff, some interesting influences. But on the line right now, I have Nyiti, and I'm hoping I'm saying that correctly.
You are.
Welcome to 3CR Music Sans Frontières, Nyiti.
Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. And I found out you via publicity over there in South Australia, so that's interesting. Any reason that happened, or just another connection you have?
Look, it's because I actually was fortunate enough to receive a Women in Music Mentorship program spot for their first round with the AIR organisation. Uh-huh. And I worked quite closely with Emma Coyle of Part Time Records, you know, on the sort of the album release. And all of the kind of ins and outs of how to do that for first-timers. And she very kindly had many connections to people who could support the album release. And so I've been working, with Lee from ATG, who's just wonderful.
I know Lee from every time I go to WAM Adelaide.
Yes.
No, that's cool. Oh, well, that's nice. And I guess maybe a bit of background for the listener about where you're from, and I guess, I mean, if people type in the name, the word Goldfinch, they get something, they get a bird, but but if they try harder,
there's a little trick, you see. You've got to make the finch has to be with a Y. That was our clever way of differentiating ourselves from everything out there, because it was very funny. I had a friend try and get Google to play the music on Spotify the other day, and she said Goldfinch, and it came up with the twittering bird, so that was
there you go.
So then when you spell it out, it worked.
Of course.
Yes. So look, we are a Sydney-based band, as you mentioned before, and our debut album Goldfinch is actually self-titled, just to make things a little less complicated. But it is a bit of an opus of a work, which is why we chose this particular track as our lead one. It's been such a huge creative project that we worked on for several years with some really wonderful musicians in our local. We have people like the wonderful Jonathan Swartz playing bass. He won a jazz award, he won actually an ARIA award for his jazz album last year. And we've got Jared Underwood, who's on drums, and a number of wonderful musicians. You can hear all those gorgeous strings in that crescendo of the song. That's Damien DeBoo-Smith on cello and Ben Adler on violin. So we had this pot of gold right here in Sydney, and we just had to use it because we were sort of sitting around and twiddling thumbs. You know, there was all of this, you know, grounding of the music industry happening with COVID. And we just felt like we needed to stay creative and keep, you know, plodding away and doing something that was meaningful to us. So Gavin's my husband, We've been performing together for 10 years in the local scene, but we'd never sort of thought to put, you know, an album together until this moment. It just seemed like the right thing for us to do. Mm. And we'd been writing for quite a while, so it was wonderful because we had access, almost unlimited access, to studio space, and we were able to build it as a studio album in a really unique way. And I'm not, hopefully the results show. It's a very lush and textured work with so many amazing musicians on it. And yeah, you're right about the genres. They do skip around a little bit. We've sort of come from a jazz and acoustic pop background, but we really wanted to keep this very fresh and just try new things because we had the luxury of it as a creative project. So we sort of blend in a lot of our influences. Mm. And for Gavin, his background is in Latin jazz guitar, so you might hear some of his wonderful techniques in there with the nylon string. Mm. And then I come from a background of singing French songs and also some Hindi songs as well. So we pulled in all those global, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's also, you may not have been listening earlier on, have been having a fairly big Indian fusion vibe today because we had the musician Sarita McHarg here who's got a massive concert happening from there and raising money for her village in her town in India that's been severely hit, obviously. So that's a really nice bit of synchronicity that you're here. And maybe you can let the listener know what, because we've been talking about diasporas as well today. And you are part of the diaspora, I believe.
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, my family comes from India.
Hmm.
And interestingly enough, you were just mentioning before about how hard they've been hit. We actually dedicated the first song on our album, Brighter Day, to all our family in India because it's been such a momentous time.
Yeah.
Such an unbelievable time, really. And a lot of our songs focus on looking at, you know, the bright side and seeing the bigger picture and focusing on, you know, on the things that matter and not sweating the small stuff. And Brighter Day in particular is about, you know, being supportive and helping each other through hard times. So for us, that was a really important message. And it's kind of a part of who we are. We, as I mentioned before, have a number of different, you know, influences that come into our music. But, of course, we are also from the diaspora, both of us. I was born in India and I moved to the UK and then to Australia as a young person. And Gavin is from the UK originally, but you know, his family is partly Belgian and partly Italian and partly Norwegian, so he's got a big mix in him as well. And coming to Australia, it's the most wonderful thing. Like we're such a melting pot here, but I often feel that the music doesn't really reflect that. So that was kind of part of our ethos as well when we were writing our music is to really showcase and blend all of these different things and make it something that, you know, stands in its own right. So, for example, there is a song in there, and I didn't mention my French connection. I actually studied in France.
Whereabouts?
French. Yeah, I lived in Lyon in the southeast of France, and I went to university and, you know, studied film and all the good stuff, all the things you do when you're a bright young thing. And I just absolutely love, you know, the culture and the music and the sort of feel of being in France. And that's one of the songs in our album's called Ballooning Over Paris.
I played that the other week.
Yes. Yeah, so it's really about that kind of, you know, we're grounded at the moment. We can't get to the places we'd love to be travelling to, but hey, we can do it, you know, as a flight of fancy and enjoy, you know, the experience anyway. So one of the songs on our album, which is called Little Bird, is actually, it's a song about environmentalism, but it was written in English and in French, which we have as a bonus track. And I play the harmonium on it, which is the, you know, an Indian instrument, a little bit like the accordion. And it's got a wonderful effect because it feels French, but it's actually an Indian instrument. And I love that kind of blending, you know, of influences. I think it creates such a wonderful and unique sound.
Well, I think living in this place I call Australia, I reckon makes it very easy to have these extraordinary collaborations and fusions
of
styles. Yeah,
absolutely. And I only wish that, you know, it was something that more of the mainstream were exposed to, you know?
Surprise, Nidhi.
it's kind of our constant lament,
yes.
Really.
I mean,
all the musicians that we play with, you know, they've all got their own story. Everyone has their own story. And,
absolutely.
You know, we're not just one thing. We're so many things. And I think that we should be reflected in everything we listen to and see and hear. Yeah.
So where does community radio fit in for you then?
Oh, gosh, it is seminal. It's instrumental. Actually, I have a little story for you.
Okay.
So Gavin and I actually met at community radio. I had a show.
Excellent.
and he was a guest on someone else's, and we bumped into each other in the foyer. Gosh, those foyers are...
Oh, yeah, 3CR is famous for its kitchen and courtyard. Don't worry about that. Yes.
So that was the beginning of our journey. We met there and it's allowed us to, you know, have such an amazing kind of cohort of people that we've, you know, worked with and socialised with and it's given us all the opportunities we've got now. So community radio is so important. I mean, what would it be like without you guys, honestly?
That's right. It'd be,
just wouldn't be worth switching
look,
on the radio.
There'd be nothing. Look, nothing.
Nothing. That's it. Yep, radio silence, exactly. I mean, you know, I don't know. I actually don't know anyone who listens to commercial radio anymore, to be honest. You sort of get over it once you're about 25, I think.
Yeah. yes, very interesting. That's true. Once you cross that line, that's it. You can't
go anywhere
else.
Yeah, when you suddenly realise, you know, I'm sick of eating popcorn. I want something with a little bit more, you know, nutrition in it, please. Yeah.
Thanks very much. I might use that line. Hey, I think you had your record's available now, fresh. Came out on 11th of June, and
yes.
I'm just running out of time, so I'm going to have to say goodbye. But you were having a record launch over there, I think, weren't you? We can't go.
We're having the most. Yeah, it's such a bummer, isn't it?
Yeah,
we're having the most wonderful one-off full band record launch in Sydney on the 23rd of July. And look, we'd love to be able to transport ourselves to different states, but it's just too. It's just too dodgy at the moment. We can't get ten people to different places under certain circumstances.
And the venues are struggling to get the people in. There's no point on almost opening, unfortunately, for some.
They are. So we're going to put a monumental amount of effort into one concert. And if any of you good folks happen to be travelling to Sydney or know of people in Sydney who love music, then tell them to check out Foundry 616 on the 23rd. Of July.
Okay.
And all the details that you might want to know about, you can find out on our website, which is
www.goldfinch.music.com. Yes. And the Y is a bird.
The Y is a bird. And the goldfinch, just to leave you with an image, is a symbol of hope.
Yes.
A symbol of hope and
Excellent.
Community. So there you are.
Thank you very much, indeed. Look, it's been a pleasure catching up with you and all the best with this record. And there's a good chance I might get another spin in coming weeks of Music Science Frontiers. And I know Therese will be interested in this as well. So that's cool. So
wonderful. And I see that you're playing the piece with the bansuri flute
that's right.
in it as well. The
Maya.
From India. Yeah. Oh, Maya, so gorgeous.
So we don't muck around here.
No, wonderful. And how do you live 100 years?
Hey. Thanks so much again. And take care, stay safe, and enjoy whatever freedom you've got up there, and enjoy making music and playing it, as I'm sure you do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Take it easy.
You too. Ciao. It's not what you see, it's what you know, folks. coming towards the end of this episode of Music Science Frontiers. Thanks very much for all you people who have been listening and sending messages and donating and subscribing. Much appreciated. I'll catch up to you in a couple of weeks' time. Teresa will be with you next week with whatever she's got. I'm going to fade out Goldfinch because I want to play Mazasa. Oh, there were so many other things I wanted to play for you. Mazasa won a from Brisbane won an award from this tune, The Ether. So, yeah, here it is for you, folks.
De vie, un beau futur perdu, encore une aventure qu'on n'aura pas connue. Ce fil qui nous relie, nous les âmes propices à la mélancolie, à tout ce qui
There's a bit of French for you.
Les coups de cœur et puis la vie.
9419837.
Comme après tous les hauts, les restes de nos voix, tous les mots font écho. On fait comme on le peut, on respire d'un poumon. On s'accroche à nos jeux, nos cris deviennent des sons qui se confondent dans l'infini. Tu m'as bien aimé sur cette île isolée, j'étais ma boussole.
Folks, stay tuned for Great Voices with Murray, and I'll leave you with a tune from Dovene Nahor from the Ivory Coast, Yakane. Apt tune for today, perhaps. And next week, I'll play. In a fortnight's time, I'll play a tune which might lead better into Great Voices, perhaps. We'll see how we go, eh? Okay, thanks very much for listening. Keep tuned for 3CR for the rest of the day. Donate as much as you can. Ciao.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.